Anonymous from Ramat Beit Shemesh asks, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. This website forum is great. Both you and the designer deserve much praise. Thank you. Since the day of Yom HaAtzmaut is coming up, I wanted to ask an apolitical, objective question, which is unfortunately a hot topic of controversy. Many different facets of observant Jews will be observing this date very differently. Some will recite Hallel with or without a bracha, some will be saying Tachnun, some will even be saying Kinnis. According to the Satmar Rav Zatzal, whose Sefer Vayuel Moshe I have looked at this day, may be quite negative. He also writes that the Sefer is meant to clarify Halacha. His case there is well backed up with sources cited from the Talmud, Medrash, commentary, etc. Is there a counter-argument as halachically sound as his? Also, is there any Halacha precedent for or against saying Hallel, Kinos, Tachnun? Can any of these three forms be called correct as opposed to the others? Okay, basically, there is the Das of Rov Gedolei Yisrael, and then there are the minority of Gedolim. I'm not talking about just plain Rabbonim, or surely not what the people do, which is of little value, but of the people who are looked upon to Paskin Shilas, the majority do not make Yom HaTzma'ut into a holiday, a yontif, in any halachic way. That means no halal, no changing of the davening, regular tachnun. And even those who are Zionistic and see the state of Israel as a very positive thing, also had reservations about actually making it into a yontif. You can look in the Yaskil Avdi, who was the head of the Beis Din in Yerushalayim at the time of the state, and he says that it doesn't have the criteria for making it into a yontif, which there is a halachic basis for adding yamim tovim for communities or for individuals, like a private Purim, and not saying Tachnun. For saying Hallel, there's much less, even those who hold that it has the criteria of being a yontif, at least for the community in Eretz Yisrael. To say Hallel is very difficult to find a halachic backing for saying Hallel, either with or without a bracha. However, there were poskim who said that one should make it a yontif and say Hallel. They are a minority opinion, as well as the Satmar Rav, who has his way of looking at the entire question of the State of Israel in general. There's also my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Baruch Sarotzkin Zatzal, said very clearly the Satmar Rav's opinion is a Das Yochid. It's a minority opinion. The opinion of most Gedolim is that the State of Israel is not a representation of the ideology of Zionism. A state is a part of the thing, and therefore one should be involved in guiding that state to be the way that it should be. The way we fight Zionism, secular Zionism, is by voting and being involved in the machinations of the state. That was the Das of Rov Gedolei Yisrael, officially the Das of Agudas Yisrael. Are there halachic basis for all three? Probably yes. However, the Das of Rov Gedolei Yisrael is in the middle thing, that the State of Israel is, as a state, parav. Who runs it and how it is run is an issue to itself, and however, the establishment of the State of Israel does not have halachic basis to make into a religious day where anything should be changed or added, and that is the Das of Rov Gedolei Yisrael, Poskim, who we look to for all different kinds of psak. The other two opinions, whether they be to make it into a yontif, or to say Hallel, or to totally make the State of Israel something that is totally out of bounds, to have anything to do with, those are all minority opinions.